the rest of the story. Saturday morning, April 13, 1844, New Yorkers awakened to the thrill of a lifetime. It was impossible, wasn't it? But there it was in the newspaper. There it was in the New York Sun, a full-page extra with seven columns of copy and an accompanying illustration. Too amazing, too wonderful to be true, but there it was in stark, unyielding black and white. The Atlantic Ocean had been crossed. And east to west in a hot air balloon in an astounding 74 hours. It had been an English Channel crossing gone awry, the story said. The self-propelled, rudder-guided, blimp-shaped balloon Victoria had set out from North Wales, was destined for Paris. When a steel connecting rod came loose, the floundering airship fell prey to a gale-force wind. By the time the rod was resecured, the Victoria had blown far off course. And it was then that one of the passengers allegedly made a fateful suggestion. Why not take advantage of the gale on their tail and try to reach North America? And 3 days later, the report continued, the coast of South Carolina was sighted. The balloon touched down near Fort Moultrie on Sullivan Island. At least that was the story. This is the rest of the story. From daybreak until well into the afternoon, throngs filled the streets outside the New York Sun's headquarters. Crowds clamoring for more information blocked the entrances. One astonished employee would later confess, quote, I never witnessed more intense excitement to get possession of a newspaper. And yet, as it turned out, those who had a copy of the paper that morning did not have as much as they thought. Least of all, the truth. For the New York Sun, exclusive of the incredible Atlantic crossing, was just that. Incredible. It never happened. Vivid details made it seem plausible. The name of the voyagers, three of them real people, the technical specifics, the colorful descriptions, and all of it the product of one man's imagination and desperation. You see, Ed was broke. Ed was flat broke. Freshly arrived in New York, down to his last $4. He and his wife would starve unless... That's right. It was Ed who dashed off that cockamamie balloon story and went down to the newspaper office and sold it to unsuspecting editors for $50. And wouldn't you know it, even after the newspaper printed a retraction, there were still a lot of folks who refused to believe it was a hoax. Ed? Well, he managed to avoid tar and feathers, and he eventually got back on his feet. Far as I know, he never tried to fool anybody like that again, but he kept on entertaining us. With fiction represented as fiction. Nobody ever learned anything about American literature without learning his name and reading his words, and yet until today, there was one story you had missed. This story of a balloonist and his comrades swept across an ocean in an historic voyage, a convincing, though utterly fanciful, account. Born in the brilliant brain of a broke poet named Edgar Allan Poe. And now you know the rest of the story.